Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Usually Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Well, we've got Jay, and Jay, I think we're going on the road. Not like the vaccine. I think maybe with less
hopefully doing
impact.
A little better.
Without the sick side effects, right? Jennifer Horn, that's me. Jay Kirshner is here. And Phil McGann, of course, holding things down in Washington, D.C. And last night we start with probably the biggest story, although I'll be curious to hear about some of the rings. I don't know how many people watched the 2021 Oscars. Now, I think in normal years, Jay, most people do. It's kind of like the Super Bowl. It's where everybody comes together. But it was a weird year, and that's the understatement of the world. And not a lot of people even knew most of the pictures that were nominated for the Academy Awards. And so I'm curious to know how many people actually tuned in and watched. It seems very up and down. It was like two locations, Union Station and the Nokia Theater. And Nomadland was the best picture of the year, which I think a lot of people had expected. What did you think, and what are people saying online?
Well, definitely how awkward the awards were this year. This was the first award show that they did not allow any Zoom. They allowed a satellite in if absolutely necessary, but everybody had to be there. So, I mean, this was the first one that everyone was absolutely in-house. They opened with, it almost was like a film open where they had the intro credits rolling and, you know, it's the Oscars starring and then everybody who was going to be presenting were kind of like in those starring roles or whatever. And then the ending was just so abrupt. Normally Best Picture finishes out the show. It was moved. Best Actor category was what finished the show. And everybody was thinking that it was going to be, oh my gosh, how did I blank on his name? Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman won
every single award leading up to it. And he's not living anymore. People thought this was kind of his year.
And this was his very final performance before he passed. And so there's speculation that maybe they changed Best Actor to be him and it was going to be this emotional thing. He wins it. Well, it ended up going to not him. It went to Anthony Hopkins for his role in The Father. And Anthony Hopkins wasn't there. He was already in bed fast asleep. So he woke up and was like, oh, hey, I won. Cool. Thanks.
Nighty night. Yeah, it was kind of a whole strange vibe. And adding to that, there was a big power outage in Los Angeles. I live in L.A. So my mom, obviously no one's doing like the huge Oscar party. I don't think many people did an Oscar party this year for a number of reasons. Not only because they don't want to get together, but also because, you know, the awards aren't exactly the ones that we're the most excited about. So she was at a party, total power outage. She had to cancel the party all the way through. There was a big power line down in the San Fernando Valley. So I think a lot of people even might have missed that. So if you did, or maybe you watched, here are the Oscar winners this year. As we mentioned, Nomadland was the big winner. Anything that you put Frances McDormand in, it seems like for the Oscars, is just going to be the big winner. So that was Best Picture. Best Director, Chloe Zhao for Nomadland. Best Actress, Frances McDormand. Best Actor, as you mentioned, Jay, not Chadwick Boseman, as many people expected. Anthony Hopkins for The Father was the big winner. Best Supporting Actress, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah.
Best Supporting Actor, yeah. The Best Supporting Actress was Yoo Jung-yoon with Minari.
Very good.
So that was history-making. First Korean actress to win an Oscar.
Same thing with the director, wasn't it? Chloe Zhao for the first female of color, I think that was Best Director. So, there you go. It was definitely without the pomp and circumstance, I think, that we normally see. Not a lot of musical numbers. It was kind of just like a pared down approach.
The numbers were performed pre-award show. So, I mean, normally it is kind of more sprinkled throughout. The In Memoriam, you know, people outraged Jessica Walter, Naya Rivera were left off of the list.
Are they, is that appropriate? I mean, she was, she a movie star?
Naya Rivera was nominated for an, or no, she was snubbed from the Grammys, and she had been nominated for a Grammy Award once upon a time with the cast of Glee. So I don't think it's outrageous that Naya Rivera wasn't in the In Memoriam. But Jessica Walter, she was nominated.
Right.
Oh, now I had it. But she was nominated for something once upon a time. So I feel like she should have been in that for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting who they leave in and who they take out. One of the movies that I know some people had paid attention to, Sound of Metal. Did you see that? Did you happen to see that movie?
No, I hate to say that I have not seen a single one of the films that won an Oscar.
You're not alone. Many people feel that same way. But The Sound of Metal, I guess, and maybe the film again is our music guy. But my mom was telling me about this, and I didn't get a chance to see it. They got an award for achievement in sound, but it's about a heavy metal musician who loses it. He starts losing his hearing, and that's why they call it The Sound of Metal. And I guess they do it from his perspective, where the whole film is done in what he's hearing as his hearing declines and eventually goes away. So kind of interesting. I think everything was a little bit kooky this year. I don't know if there were any of the mainstream hits, and usually the Academy Awards anyway gets criticized for not finding the mainstream hits, but things that people may have seen in bulk. So if you saw it, you can let us know at DJ V Show. We're taking your comments, of course, at the Facebook page and on Instagram and Twitter at DJ V Show. Did any of the fashion hit home for you? Did any of the awards hit home for you? Or did you just pass? I spent most of my night watching pieces of the Dodger game, so.
I actually tried to go to sleep early, and I felt really good about that.
I think
I apologize for that, yeah.
I know. All right, so we will have more. There's a scandal brewing in L.A., actually, around the Oscars. You know, it was in two different places, Union Station and then the Kodak Theater. And I guess the powers that be decided that because the celebrities were coming to town, that they would move the homeless. And that's what they did. And a lot of pushback now going against the organizers of the event for scooping up the homeless and moving them out of the way because it was convenient. While there's still, you have a lot of celebrities inside who are getting those big $100,000 goodie bags inside the show. They thought maybe this seemed a bit out of touch. We'll talk about that as the DJ V Show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. He'll be along in a bit. He's flying back in nice and early from Los Angeles, where I saw him. We'll chat about that. We've got some full disclosure on Doug in a few moments. Victoria Keelan is out today. In the meantime, that leaves me, Jennifer Horn. Jay Kirshner is here, and Phil McGeehan holding down the fort for us in Washington, D.C. And the big story last night, the Oscar Awards. Again, a little lackluster. I'm very curious to know what the ratings will look like, but a couple of stories going on around them, and one of them coming out of my hometown of Los Angeles. The Academy Awards, Jay, were held in two separate locations. One is Union Station, which is downtown Los Angeles. And the other, I keep calling it the Kodak Theater. It's now changed to the Dolby Theater. It's the same building, but branding
is different.
Same thing, yeah. Hollywood and Highland Complex is where that is. And they're being accused now of relocating L.A.'s homeless before the event actually took place. So Union Station, right in the middle of downtown, is being overwhelmed with the homeless population. And according to many sources, Fox 11 is one of the local news stations, and they're the one that broke this story. They said that homeless groups were being ordered to vacate the area about a week before the Academy Awards. According to one of the people who was displaced, he goes by the name DJ, he said, they came to us about a week ago saying we had to move by Friday at 6 because they were trying to clean up for the Oscars. He has a tent in that area. He added many were forced to go to the Grand Hotel between West 3rd and North Figueroa, which is about a mile and a half away on foot. Now, the media representative for the Academy Awards said that organizers for the Oscars worked with several community, county, and city nonprofits to limit the disruption for the homeless population, and they didn't quite acknowledge the fact that they handed out hotel keys to everyone, but it seems that was exactly the story. And this is part of the program that the city does. When they clear you out of a place, they hand you a hotel room key. Now, many people would think that that's the solution, right, to the homeless crisis, to give yourself shelter and you're no longer homeless. But a lot of the people who are in those tents in these areas of Los Angeles are happier on the street than they are in the hotel rooms. And that's how this even becomes a story. So kind of interesting.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering when you first started telling me about this. It was kind of like, well, are they just saying get out, like figure out where to go? Were they helping them figure out where to go? But yeah, I've heard of a lot of people. There's been so many documentaries on the homeless community of some homeless members that they don't have to be homeless. They choose to be homeless.
Yeah, many of them. That's part of the problem in California because the weather's nice. You have a lot of people who have mental illness or drug addiction, and many mm-hmm. times both, because the mental illness a lot of times feeds the drug addiction, right? They try to self-medicate. And there are a lot of stories about people who were given kind of this hand up and just don't want to have to adhere by the rules to take it. And so they choose to live on the street. And that seems to be the backlash for the Oscar, at least the Oscar organizers, about whether or not they moved these people out of the way to make it look nicer for the celebrities and the stars at the Academy Awards. Your thoughts on that on our social media platforms, let us know at DJV Show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Dougie out, Victoria out, Jennifer Horn here, Jay Kirshner here, Phil McGee in here, and every day at this time we go through the trending items. Now, we did talk about the Academy Awards, but Jay, before we jump into some of the other stuff that's trending, people kind of panned this, right? They said it was the worst Oscars ever. And you mentioned that's because of that short, abrupt ending where they just sort of all went, okay, we're taking our ball and going home. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it was just awkward. I mean, if you even are to Google Oscar ratings, the ratings aren't up yet, but abysmal is a very common word that is being used to describe it. And I mean, again, I DVR'd it and I zoomed past. Like, I fast-forwarded really quick. I saw the beginning. I quickly saw what happened in the in-between, and then I actually watched the ending, and it was awkward. The very little the pieces I saw were not great.
You know, this was one year that you could skip. So how about that? If you didn't watch it, we told you Nomadland. That was the big winner. You'll sound smart by the water cooler. No worry about that. All right, you've got to tell me what's going on with this Josh battle that's happening on social media.
Yeah.
This is a clear indication that no one's watching the Oscars, I guess, and that people have way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, this was amazing. This happened over the weekend. So a gentleman named Josh Swain, during 2020 while everybody was bored and you needed something to do, he finds a whole bunch of other people named Josh Swain on Facebook, and he creates a Facebook group and challenges them all to a battle of the official Josh. You know, there can only be one winner. Come to these coordinates, you know, this latitude and longitude coordinates location on this day at this time, and bring a pool noodle because we will fight to the quote-unquote death, even though, you know, obviously they're like, there can only be one. And sure enough, people showed up. Well, the original coordinates were on private property, so there was a big sign at that private property that was like, hey, this is private property. The fight's been moved to this other location. So people showed up, and there was one final winner, a 5-year-old named Josh. And the whole thing in it was whoever was the one final winner gets to keep the name. Everybody else has to change their name on social media.
So no one else. There will be no other Josh except
there will be no one else.
All right. In California, again, I mentioned my home state. We've got a new candidate running for governor. And This is going to be, I'm excited about it because I think this is going to make the governor's race, the recall election of Gavin Newsom, just a whole lot more interesting. When you put in some Kardashian power into this race, some Jenner power, we'll see what happens. But Caitlyn Jenner has been trending all weekend long, Jay, and it seems that she's running for governor, right?
Yeah, the 71-year-old has put in the bid. Some from the Kardashians camp have said that the Kardashians will not back or support due to, you know, divorce, family drama, all of that stuff. And it's also been trending that Kim Kardashian and Caitlyn Jenner have opposing views when it comes to prison reform.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would imagine that's probably
how it
true.
All goes. Yeah, and I mean, aren't the Kardashians going to another network for like redoing their show? It's supposed to be ending, but it's not really ending.
They're going to streaming. I think they're going to Hulu or one of the streaming platforms. And someone asked me, or maybe it was Victoria, I don't know, in our group text or something. But if this was like a ploy for television, I really don't think it is. Bruce Jenner used to have political ambitions. Now she is Caitlyn Jenner, and I don't think it's a surprise that she has political ambitions. So they've been looking for a celebrity to kind of jump into this race. I don't think it is just about the headlines or the reality show. I think it's a serious run because she's got some pretty serious people around her. People who helped get Trump elected in 2016 are populating her campaign. So it'll be interesting. We'll continue to follow that story as Caitlyn Jenner officially in the race. And by the way, speaking out against Gavin Newsom over his ban on fracking over the weekend, explaining why that was a bad idea for the state of California. So she's in, and she's already taking on Gavin Newsom. All right, there is more up ahead. The DJV Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on our The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new MySlippers. MySlippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all-day, indoor use, outside wear. MySlippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, MySlippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the MySlippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new MySlippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police reform will be front and center this week in Washington. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says police reform was blocked by Democrats under President Trump.
We'd have police reform in the last Congress, but Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris made a conscious effort to block bringing up Tim Scott's reform bill. They filibustered Tim Scott's bill because they didn't want Tim Scott and President Trump to get credit for it. There's no reason we shouldn't have done it last time. We'll try again.
A new poll reveals almost three times as many Americans say security at the U.S.-Mexico border is worse under President Biden than it was under President Trump. The administration continues to blame President Trump for the crisis at the border.
Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work. And it essentially came to a standstill.
Kamala Harris on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Oscars ceremony was held almost 2 months later than usual Sunday night. COVID-19 is to blame for the delay. Although some decided to use the platform for political means, not everyone did. Chloe Zhao won Best Director for Nomadland, becoming the first woman of color to win the award.
When I was growing up in China, my dad and I used to play this game. We would memorize classic Chinese poems and texts, and we would recite it together and try to finish each other's sentences. And there's one that I remember so dearly. It's called The Three Character Classic. And the first phrase goes, 人之初性本善, people at birth are inherently good. And those six letters had such a great impact on me when I was a kid, and I still truly believe them today. Even though sometimes it might seem like the opposite is true, but I have always found goodness in the people I met everywhere I went in the world. So this is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that. And this is for you. You inspire me to keep going. Thank you.
Chloe is from Chinese descent. The Washington State Senate passed a new capital gains tax on the sale of stocks, bonds, and other assets on Sunday, sending the bill to the governor's desk. The measure, if signed into law, would levy a 7% tax. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the DJV program. It's Monday, April the 26th, last Monday of the month, right, ladies? I think that's the way it works, because the first is 1st of May. May Day is this Saturday. May Day, May Day! No, it's not that May Day. It's where we dance around the polls. I can just imagine.
The May Poll.
We should have, you know what, the election should be on May 1st, so we can dance around the polls. Get it?
Get it? And we'll be doing pole dancing.
Yes.
It's a little different.
As Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Wait a minute. No, Victoria is suffering after her shot. She got her shot, second shot, on Saturday. And I told her, you'll be fine. Sunday, you'll be sick. You'll be ready to go on Monday. No, she hasn't quite recovered from the shot. So she'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, Jay and Jennifer did a great job the last half hour as I got off a plane and ran back here. The somebody else running, well, we have, you were talking about Caitlyn Jenner running for
Governor.
For no, what's
California.
Not Caitlyn, but Yeah, I guess it is
Bruce.
Caitlin, isn't it? Yeah, no.
Yes, Bruce, it was. Yeah. He was Bruce. Yeah. Now he's Caitlin.
Yes. Okay.
And
so
he's
that's
running in the recall election against Gavin Newsom.
As I was leaving, I left Los Angeles, and I did just for the fun of it. I realized last year, the evening of the Oscars, I also was in L.A. and got stuck in the traffic. And my daughter said to me, you may see a picture, a couple of pictures posted on my Facebook page. And if you see, Jay, maybe you want to put them over on the DJV side. There's a picture of Miles and me in his new bunk bed. And then there's a picture. Is it? And then there's a picture of us. We had a little luncheon get together for some family stuff. And so as I was leaving, I decided, well, I went down to a friend's house for dinner last night. And then, but on the way, I decided, oh, what the heck, I'll go through the center of town just to see what the traffic is like around the Staples Center, which is not where they had the award. They had a train station.
Right.
And the train station is one of the most magnificent edifices in all of Los Angeles. So I think it's a fabulous, fabulous place. And looking at the television screen, when I got to my friend's house, they had already started with the event. But she says, well, you want to see it from the beginning? And I said, well, I'd like to see how they get into it. So we watched the very beginning of it. And I was immediately disgusted with the tone that was set by, what's the actress's name? I never can remember. She's a good actress and became a director sort of note. Who started
Regina
out?
King?
Yeah, Regina King. Right, exactly. Whose first line was, if things hadn't gone the way I wanted him to go in Cleveland this week, instead of wearing high heel shoes, I'd be wearing my boots and ready to go out and march. I thought that was a disgusting statement, frankly. And through the course of the evening, what I did see, I didn't see the whole thing because we had nice dinner and chat and stuff, and then I had to leave to get the airport. But I just find myself reflecting and thinking that it's gone too far. It's just gone too far. That may be not the politically correct thing to say, but enough is enough already. It isn't so much that I don't support, because I do. I grew up in a very diverse community, and it still is a very diverse community. And so I accepted all of the various pieces of the pie here in my community and have lived my life that way, understanding, you know, what it's like to be different. And I guess I was a little different, too. The continuing focus, though, the beating of the drum and the forced acceptance of what, I mean, people are ready to go into another mode. And there's nothing more truthful than many, if not most of the blacks in this country have got something in their history that is pretty distressful and pretty distracting. Now, fast forward to today, well, whenever it was, the last year and a half or so, when all of this got started, it's gone to the point of being, it's like a cheering section. And I just feel uncomfortable with it, and I think a lot of other people. I want everybody to be treated fairly, equally, and that goes without saying. If you listen to me for 5 minutes, you can figure out where I'm coming from pretty much on any of these issues. But I thought never mind the Oscars was just ridiculous, the way that it was presented, but there just wasn't equal representation, if you will, on the other side. So now it's gone too far, and I thought it was just the whole thing was nonsense. And so anyway, but they still got $20 million a spot for the, no, it was $2 million. Wasn't it $2 million? It was $2 million that they got. Per spot. And the audience has to, I don't think there are any overnights yet. Are there, ladies, the Nielsen's out
That's
yet?
What I'm waiting for. No, they're not out yet, but I'm waiting to see what the ratings were because I can't imagine. It's high. I made a choice yesterday. First of all, I knew it was going to be extremely political.
Yeah.
And you just know, you just feel the temperature of the
air.
Am I going to really spend my time doing this, or am I going to catch up on my Stone Cold Steve Austin documentary? And so that I watched baseball.
There you
and
go.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. But so I watched, you know, and also it's just non-politically, it is that no one saw any of the movies this year. So
no,
it was really
no, exactly.
tough to get excited
right.
when you're not really cheering
the
for
the stars were meaningless. The movies were meaningless. The whole thing was meaningless. Meanwhile, the world is starting to open up its doors. I felt that way in Los Angeles. Maybe it was just because we didn't have our masks. We didn't wear masks. None of us did. And that was the, you know, it's been my daughter and I hugged for 5 minutes, and we, she started to cry before I did. But then she was, you know, she just melted in my arms and just cried. And it was, you know, they were tears of joy, but it was a recognition without saying anything that we hadn't had a hug in a year. And so Miles comes charging down the stairs. He's a hot ticket, man, I'll tell you. He's running over, Gramps, 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 you got to do this. And so back we go upstairs. But he charged at me and ran at me with his arms open. He just jumped up on me. And it was nice. I feel that the year, it's not that it's been wasted, but a lot of this stuff, and I've said it before, have been very unnecessary. Excuse me, the emotions and the fears and the lack of having, I think, proper understanding what this all really meant, going off the deep end. It's just, anyway, a couple of COVID things. Apparently, well, I think we knew this over the weekend, though, right? The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was given an okay late on Friday. So have they started to use it again? Is it today they start using it, or did they use it over the weekend? You know, you remember the story, right, folks, that it was paused because they were investigating a concern they had about potentially deadly blood clots. But anyway, the ABC and the CBS.
I think it depends on where you live. It's just taking a little bit longer to get things rolled out. I know in Los Angeles, where I am, they're going to start rolling things out again on Monday, so you can get the vaccine again. But
Monday
once
would
the federal
be today.
Government, yeah, I know. Once they give the federal government, you know, the okay, I think now it's up to the states to start getting it back out into the distribution again.
Yeah, that's probably right. All right, so Jay, what's it like in Nashville where you are in terms of having open season, open hearts, open minds, open jabs in the shoulder? Anybody down there? I don't think it's Pfizer and Moderna, but you never had any Johnson & Johnson down there, did you?
Oh, we did. Johnson & Johnson was the big mass ones that they did at the football stadium.
Oh,
so there were a couple occasions that they did. Yeah, they did Johnson & Johnson there, but it's mainly been Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer even more so than Moderna. You have to, if you specifically wanted the Moderna one, you have to travel a little bit more on the outskirts of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But Pfizer is a lot more easily accessible. And I mean, everything's back to being open. Bars can stay open until 3 a.m. again. We're not at 100% capacity anymore, but it's pretty much like open season.
Yeah, right. All right, and in Israel, the health ministry there said it's examining a number of cases of heart inflammation in people who've gotten the COVID vaccine from Pfizer. They haven't drawn any conclusions yet because of that. I think you're going to see these little things pop up here and there, don't you? I mean, I kind of expect if it's 94-95% successful, then you're going to have some things that will affect people in a strange way. Remember when the Johnson & Johnson thing, the headaches started to be a topic of conversation? I was getting headaches, and I was concerned, oh, wow, what have I got going on here? And it turned out that there are headaches that are still associated with the tension in my neck and my shoulders. But I know a lot of people who have, you know, they anything that could go wrong or that they worry about, they have had that magnified by 10 because they're worried after all this publicity about whether or not. And is it, I guess that's the argument, isn't it? Are we erring on the side of caution and pulling this stuff, or are we acknowledging that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is only like 66% effective and the others are 94-95%?
But remember why that efficacy rate is different is that the Johnson & Johnson one was actually tested against all the variants. So
yeah,
that brought
right.
it down lower. The other ones were not. And so that's why you may need a booster if you get a Pfizer or Moderna shot. That's what everything is really being. That's
right.
why everything is sort of still on the table with the other two.
Yep, that's true. All right, 44 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, and Jay Kirshner coming up. Bill and Hill entertain, the story of a lifetime, in a manner of speaking. First, though, a reminder about something. You may be a member of a group that is thinking, okay, I did a great job getting the weight off. I gave in to all the pressure. I ate and ate and ate. over the COVID time and over the holidays. And so I committed myself to spend a lot of money going to the gym, $200 a month for some of these gyms. And did I tell you that story about going to the gym yesterday?
Yeah, that you went to go cancel, right?
Yeah, I did. Yep. And that's another thing. A lot of these, I had a membership for the year before last at LA Fitness, and then they kept sending me bills, and I sent them letters and notes, canceled the credit card, they still keep charging. So I went over to see the guy, and the fellow who was working the desk who was talking to me was D.L. Hughley's nephew. We were talking about what we were doing for it. Because he told me. He said, what do you do? I was trying to crank him up a little bit by telling him that I had lots of people that followed me on social media, and if he didn't do the right thing, I was going to tell the story. And they said, what do you do? And I said, I do a radio program or a number of radio programs. He said, oh, really? My uncle's a talk host in New York. And that's a good, he's actually quite entertaining. I think he's good. Anyway, I was talking about gyms and going to the gym and losing the weight. Maybe you had an operation. We were talking about liposuction in one of my conversations with somebody over the weekend. I can't remember who it was. But at any rate, all of these things are tools that people use to lose weight. You want to feel like you have the piece de resistance to make sure you keep the weight that you've lost off. Go to Calitrin for the answer. Toploss.com is the website. You get a 45-day guarantee. Well, within certainly the first 40 to 50 days, you'll start losing the weight. If you use this as the only way to lose the weight. If you're on another program, get onto this one so you can keep the weight off. That's the cool thing. And there certainly is nothing about it that's irregular. No stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. Just natural weight loss and support for your body. Calitrin is available by going to toploss.com. And if you check out, use the DJV code, you won't pay for shipping. And you get access to the spring savings special that they have for Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I often thought there ought to be a movie about Bill and Hill's Excellent Adventure. What do you think, ladies? Is that a good title for a movie? Bill and Hill's Excellent Adventure. Well, it seems that Bill and Hill were entertaining the combination of Mr. Epstein and Ms. Maxwell at the White House. Yes, boys and girls, Jeffrey Epstein and Giselle Wirgel, whatever her name is. Yeah, her too. They went to the Lincoln bedroom. Where did they sleep? What they
this
do.
This is ridiculous. I mean, you think Bill Clinton isn't in this? Wow. A British tabloid published these photographs over the weekend. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell visiting Bill and Hillary Clinton inside the White House during a VIP reception for those who contributed money toward refurbishing the Oval Office. They toured not only Clinton did he tour the White House, the Oval Office, but he toured Clinton's residence and the East Room during a reception after he gave a donation for the refurbishment. Now he's got pictures of himself inside the White House. You can see them. They're all over social media now.
Mm. He's just sort of hanging around. Get it?
Funny that he forgot to mention that.
10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program, because Victoria is out. I will take the reins here to bring us sort of this. The Tech Talk thing requires a little bit of radio etiquette, and sometimes people think my radio etiquette is a little soft, but I promise you I'll do a good job bringing you up to date on a new deal with the Clubhouse. We'll talk about that after this.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get at it here. Audio chat app Clubhouse and the NFL are teaming up to produce an exclusive lineup of programming through the week. That will be the week of the draft, the 2021 draft. I bet it'll go on longer than that because there's a lot of interest in the players and that sort of thing. There has to be a number of these podcasts anyway. The NFL will host a series of rooms throughout the week around the draft. which goes from Monday, includes the pre-draft assessment of the players, that sort of thing. So if you're a fan, you can drop in on the NFL rooms, follow the picks live as they are announced, and listen to the discussions during some of the key figures, the athletes, the coaches, and that sort of thing, network personalities in the clubhouse that are all there. The audio chat app has said that fans will have the opportunity to join the conversation, be invited on stage by moderators to ask questions or share their reactions to the way the draft is going. NFL has previously worked with emerging platforms partnering on programming with Snapchat back in 2015, TikTok in 2019. So this clubhouse thing, which allows people to discuss varied topics in audio chat rooms, saw its popularity really go up after appearances by Elon Musk and Mr. Zuckerberg. The early success of the invite-only year-old platform, which has 10 million weekly active users, has demonstrated, I guess, for a lot of people, how folks, you know, the audio chat services are going to be a big deal if they aren't already. Up next here, Amazon testing retail stores that allow you to pay by scanning in the palm of your hand.
The Geek Out.
That ever-present retailer, Amazon, is at it again trying to simplify and automate your purchasing experience. Now, after testing a brick-and-mortar store that allows members to walk in, take stuff, and just walk out without engaging with a cashier, Amazon is testing allowing customers to pay with the palm of their hands. The cashierless stores involved a ton of expensive and intricate technology, so maybe returning to a point of purchase, but making the payment as simple as scanning the palm of your hand, may be a compromise between convenience and the cost of overhead of all that technology. It's called Amazon One, and this palm payment system will soon arrive at 7 Whole Food locations. And we've tweeted links to everything over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, let's see what else is going on here in Tech Talk. Twitter apologizing for accidentally sending out emails asking users to, quote, confirm your account. The company says the messages were sent out by mistake. If you got one of these emails, you don't need to confirm your account, and you can disregard the message. I would have thought that would look like a phishing scheme. PH, right? Phishing, this kind of stuff. A lot of these things that you get. I check 3 or 4 a week. I send them to my tech guy, or I'll send them to Jay so that they can corrupt her.
Yeah, give me all the viruses.
Yeah, right. Congratulations, you got another one. Anyway, the users, basically nobody was expecting to receive the emails, but that's sort of silly. I always love it when I call somebody. Is he expecting your call? And I usually respond to that by saying, yeah, if he's psychic, if I'm calling somebody that I wasn't, you know, was just trying to. And I think that's the same with this stuff. You got to know that most of these places are not going to send out emails to confirm your account. So that's pretty much a red flag right there. And then if it, you know, they give you a phone number to call, it's probably even worse. But do not respond to those because they're nonsense. It's 59 past the hour on the
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.